SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Ministry of Culture to erect a gateway sign in St. Thomas for the Blue and John Crow Mountains, and later, autism facts. Let's go Roundabout JA. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin is conducting a household expenditure survey and needs your help. Save your receipts for items such as groceries, bills, clothing, and more to help interviewers collect data on spending habits of Jamaicans. The data will be used to update the Consumer Price Index used to measure inflation in the economy. Your information will be kept confidential. Look out for interviewers coming to your community soon. For more information, call Statin at 630-1600 or visit statinja.gov.jm. The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport will be mounting a third gateway sign to the Blue and John Crow Mountains in Port Morant, St. Thomas. Signs have already been installed at access points in Papin, St. Andrew and Port Antonio, Portland. Principal Director, Creative Industries Policy Division in the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Dr. Janice Lindsay, says the ministry has engaged key stakeholders who will take part in the unveiling.
The community has been working very closely with the Ministry of Culture, and we're very, very pleased, for example, to acknowledge the work of the St. Thomas Parish Council that has been leading this entire initiative on the ground in St. Thomas, the National Works Agency, National Solid Waste Management Authority, the Social Development Commission, the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, the police, the schools, and of course our community-based organizations.
Dr. Lindsay says the mounting of the sign is part of activities to mark World Heritage Day, observed April 18 under the theme Cultural Heritage and Sustainable Tourism.
The theme for this year calls into prominence really the role of our local communities in protecting and safeguarding cultural heritage of diverse cultural groups, even as cultural practitioners seek to monetize their assets. So it really is focusing on how to engage our communities to be very practical in how they go about ensuring that the assets around them, the resources that are unique to their communities, are protected for our present and future generations.
The Blue and John Crow Mountains was inscribed on the UNESCO's World Heritage List in July 2015 and is the first mixed site in the Caribbean. Vision 2030 is a plan for Jamaica by Jamaicans. The plan includes the views of students, non-government organizations, churches, representatives of the public and private sectors, as well as Jamaicans in the diaspora. It's our plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339 to learn more.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Before we go, autism is an often misunderstood neurological disorder, and persons with the condition may sometimes experience stigma and discrimination. Here's one fact that will help to create an inclusive environment for persons living with autism. Symptoms of autism spectrum disorder, ASD, can vary greatly from person to person depending on the severity of the disorder. Children or adults with autism may have unusual reactions to the way things smell, taste, look, feel, or sound, and may lose skills they once had. Facts about autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Twyla Whelan. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.